company to send the alarm because our air quality is not going to improve. So that's my concern. Again, let me say this very clearly, just like Richard Nixon. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Mr. Walsh. All right, Lightning, that's a hard act to follow, Lightning. Go ahead, please. Yes.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the first of all, it's interesting why this is taking you so long to finally end up doing something like this. And one of the things, you know, watching Elon Musk and what I think is one of the best innovative entrepreneurs in our lifetime is that he's pushed this along, in my opinion, at a very rapid pace. And these other companies now are really seeing the benefits, and they're jumping in right now and trying to step in front of him in the direction he's going. In my opinion, we should invest more money in his companies, solar, electric vehicles, space exploration, everything that he's doing. He's in the lead, and they're jumping in following him. And we need to show him respect by investing in his companies, because he is truly the innovator, in my opinion, on these electric vehicles. He has truly stepped in as the smaller entrepreneur going up against these large companies that were not going in this direction before and now are all jumping in. We need to invest more money in his companies and understand that he deserves the respect. He deserves the financing in his new developments. He deserves more money put into his companies as the true innovator, entrepreneur of electric vehicles, the solar system, and what he's been talking about on clean energy. He has blazed the trail for these followers trying to capitalize off of his ideas. Issue number two, on autonomous vehicles, I think we need more discussions on this. I think we need to have an understanding what's going to happen within the central city itself. I think we need to talk to some of these larger companies, either Google, Uber, some of these larger people that can come in and buy the exclusive rights to the central city for autonomous vehicles and to have them put a number down on the table for that right. We need to also balance, like you were saying, on the gas tax itself, knowing that this will begin to decrease at a rapid pace. And again, like I've stated before, I want to see more investment, more dollars going into a company such as Tesla. And as far as on President Trump, I agree with Bill Gates. Let's give it some time. Let's see what direction he's going to go. Give him a chance. And remember, a lot of this stuff up to this point was rhetoric. Now it's time when he gets in the White House to get down to business and make some serious positive changes for the United States. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think you wanted staff to come back up, Commissioner Fish. Yeah. Come on up, please, Courtney and Ingrid and Susan. That question from Commissioner Fish wanted to respond to.
So on the buy local piece, I'm happy for this to be a friendly, or to be this, for this to be in the record, and therefore we don't need an amendment. But what I'd like to request is that before we expand our electric vehicle fleet, that you or the fleet team provide us some documentation of how far we can take the buy local values of the city with respect to this program, and include in that, if you would, any guidance if we have to strengthen our existing program to give a preference for local dealers. So that would be my request. I think I have the mayor's support on that, and that I don't need an amendment to codify that.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Commissioner Fish. Fritz, do you have
that? That's fine. I just wanted to make sure. We know that in the comprehensive plan and the infill project, we've already directed the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to look at parking and see whether it should be increased or decreased off-street. I think it was a very valid point to be raising about on-street parking and charges. So I'm sure you'll look into that. Thank you. And then my last question is, should we add, I appreciate that we're adopting rather than just accepting this, which does give it more oomph. Should we add to the last, further be it resolved, that bureaus are directed to implement the actions identified in the 2017 Portland Electric Vehicle Strategy as binding city policy? So I believe that then it gets into the binding city policy records. Or maybe the city attorney has some advice for us on that.
That if we add the words as binding city policy to the direction to bureaus, that increases the heft of this. You see any legal obstacle to us doing that? Okay. So Commissioner Fritz moves that addition to that resolve, and I'll second that. Further discussion on that amendment? Roll call, please, on that amendment.
Elvick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. The only thing I'd add before we take our vote is, again, in terms of the sense of the council, I heard some things in testimony today, this point about making it feasible to have more charging stations in the right-of-way for people that park on the street. Very helpful suggestion. An emphasis on renewable power as a source, which we as a community believe in and doesn't just bear on our electric vehicle strategy, but it certainly makes it more valid. And then the third is was also mentioned in testimony, just looking at, in the future, whatever ties we could make between incenting people to install solar panels in their homes or on their buildings and to have that connected to the EV strategy so that people will tend to do just that, have the panels and the EV. So those aren't new concepts, I know, to the three of you, but to the extent that those could be follow-on actions, I think that would be helpful. Okay, further discussion? Let's take a vote then, please, on the resolution as amended.
Novick?
I really appreciate the hard work everybody's done in this. Appreciate our partners coming here today. Appreciate Ingrid and Courtney and Susan. Thank you very much. I especially, Ingrid, appreciated your comment that we still prefer that people bike and walk because electric vehicles have less carbon emissions than gas vehicles, but as long as fossil fuels are responsible for a chunk of our electrical production, electric vehicles do produce carbon. And of course, we hope that our electricity would produce more and more by renewable energy, but it'll be a heavy lift to get our current energy use all done by renewable energy, let alone if we're increasing energy use by doing electric vehicles. So what we really want is a society where, to paraphrase, you know, there's that most interesting man in the world ad that Dos Equis does, you know, I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I drink Dos Equis. And what we want is a society where people say, I don't always drive cars, but when I do, I drive electric. Aye.
This is another great example of how a commission form of government can work very, very well when bureaus and elected leaders work together for common good. So thank you so much. It's an excellent report. Thank you, Mayor Hales, for your leadership on this, and Commissioner Novick for your partnership. Aye.
Fish?
Susan, thank you to you and your team for your leadership here. I'm very proud to live in a city that is leading in the area of moving to a clean energy future. And this is just another example. And Charlie, thank you for the passion you brought to this whole cluster of issues. And we have a lot of them coming today, and they're important. You know, I was in Cully over the weekend at a celebration of five families that got their first keys to a home. And that's because Habitat for Humanity was building homes just down the street from Hacienda. And it occurs to me that when that partnership gets it right in terms of car sharing with Hacienda, it will also benefit Habitat families that are just down the street and the whole community. So I'm really excited about that. I now rent an apartment that's within walking distance of the city, of my office here. And my wife and I walk to work, and we walk home. And that's our little part that we're contributing. And frankly, last night I made the mistake of driving to the Spirit of Portland Awards. And I should have taken the MAX, because it took 45 minutes to get from here to the Lloyd District. And so if more of us get out of our cars and use public transportation, we'll all be better off. Thank you for your good work on this. Today I'm very proud to support it. Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you for a good policy. Aye.
Hales?
The leadership on climate and sustainability rests with cities. It did before, and now it really does. And this is important work that our staff and our community have been leading for a long time. I've used that phrase a couple times. I'll use it again, classic Susan Anderson, where we're moving forward in a very collaborative way to be a leader here for the people we serve and a leader far beyond here. So this is great work, and it's really important. The C40 cities, the 90 C40 cities, if we do what's in our plans, these kinds of actions, small in some cases, but they add up, those 90 cities will account for 40% of the change that needs to be made to hold us below a degree and a half rise in global temperatures. That's a big deal. That means that how people walk or drive to work matters. If they walk more and drive less, it will add up. If they have panels on the roof of their house or their garage, it will add up. If we have more EVs and less gasoline-consuming vehicles, it will add up. And in fact, the C40 group says now we not only have to keep making these small steps, but we need to make more of them faster. And that's a challenge to us all. But the leadership is here in our city and in cities around the world that believe, as we do, that this science is real and this mandate is ours. So I want to thank all of you for being great leaders in this work. I know the work will continue after I'm a private citizen of a city that does it right. Aye. Thank you very much. Well done. Thank you.